Toronto and York Region Labour Council President Andrea Babington told an audience of local progressives that all she hears is a lot of repetition from the Ford government on issues that require change. "I listen to the news and I feel it's more of the same old," Babington said. "They are out of touch with everyday realities of workers." That ire is part of the impetus behind a new group of political and social activists called Our York Region, which held its virtual launch meeting last night. The coalition aims to bring together local advocacy groups to push for change as a united force before the provincial and municipal elections later this year. "Our mission is to empower and engage York Region residents around government at the provincial and municipal levels," Newmarket parent and organizer Shamila Shakil said, adding they hope to advocate for transparent decision-making and accountability. More than 30 people attended the session, with representation from groups such as Drawdown Newmarket Aurora, York Communities for Public Education, and the Social Planning Council of York Region. Issues being targeted include health, education, long-term care reform, the Bradford Bypass, and housing. University student and Black Youth York Region Representative Sydney Baxter highlighted ongoing COVID-19 transmission concerns at schools, with public health no longer tracking or reporting cases. She said that leaves parents unable to make informed decisions, and hurts the marginalized communities disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. "They can tell you, our system is working, our plan is working, cases are low," Baxter said. "If there are families suffering, then is it truly a success?" The province maintains it has invested enough in schools to keep them safe, with $1.6 billion in total toward COVID-19 measures in the school year. In January, the province also provided test kits and masks at schools, including higher quality N95 masks for staff. Other issues highlighted by Our York Region included paid sick days, ending for-profit long-term care homes, mental health services, and childcare. The attendees also spent time calling and emailing York Region's 10 MPPs, who are all conservative, as well as associated ministers, with their concerns. Shakil, who recently was ousted from a bid for the provincial Newmarket Aurora Liberal candidacy, said the initiative has been in the works for several weeks, joining social advocates from many different areas. "We're pulling all the best people from these committees and these groups who have been working for so many years at these things," she said. The group plans to continue meeting, pressure officials, and generate discussion on social media. "This is just the beginning," Yvonne Kelly, Social Planning Council co-chair and former federal NDP candidate, said. "We need people to help us grow this coalition and really start reaching beyond this small group," Shakil said. "Working together on the different issues and working as a real force before the next election."